So what you need to do is you need to go to FICO and order your credit scores. You can go to my website, NorthShoreAdvisory.com, or you can go to MyFICO.com and order your credit scores. So you can see where you're at in terms of your score. If your score is under a 740, then you may not be getting the best rate that you can get. 740 and above is going to give you the best rates. So if you're under a 740 and you need help, you can call us at North Shore Advisory. If you have any question about your credit score, on the FICO site, they give you a lot of good information about what's hurting your credit. If it's your balances, then you need to reduce them. If it's your credit history pattern of payments, then you probably need to call us. There might be something we can do. Maybe it's that you don't have old credit. You've only been in the credit game for a couple of years, and you need seasoned credit to have a really good credit score. Could be many things, but the most important thing is to see what your credit scores are. It's like somebody who has a lump on their body, and they're afraid to go to the doctor. So if you're looking to improve your credit score, you don't want to have balances on your credit cards because you don't want to get involved in having like a lot of money out there that you've borrowed. You want to make sure you use your credit cards at least a couple of months out of the year. So put your Easy Pass on one of the credit cards that you're not using, so it's automatic. Every month it's active, or something else that you might have. If you have dog health insurance, or you go to a health club and they take money out of your credit card every month, whatever is automatic, you want to put on the credit cards that you're not using. If you don't have enough automatic accounts and you need to use your credit card 2 months out of the year, go buy a lipstick. You know, you don't have to spend $20,000 to use your credit card.
Now, what happens if you're like me and I have, like, credit cards of stores that I might have shopped in years ago and I don't shop in them anymore? What do I just do with them? I don't want to shop in those stores.
Well, if you want to keep that credit, which is helping your credit score, because you have more credit, shows you've been in the game and you could manage a lot of credit, then you want to try to use that store card once a year.
All right, I have another question, because usually if you go to a store and you haven't used your credit card for like a year,
it doesn't work.
Right. That's why. So what should you do? So wait a second. Here's my million-dollar question. So you go and say, well, I haven't used it for a year. Let me use it. You use it, and they tell you it's declined. You said because you haven't used it.
Right.
So now should you open up a new credit card again or just let it go?
You shouldn't open up a credit card without evaluating your credit and keeping in mind what your goals are. Because if you open up a new credit card, reducing your average age of credit, dropping your score 30 points, and you are at a 740 and now you're at a 710, you may be paying 1% more interest on a mortgage, which could be hundreds and thousands of dollars. Or maybe you won't be able to get a mortgage if your score drops even lower than that, depending on where it is. So don't do anything just because you want something in the store that day. You want to evaluate first what your credit looks like, thinking about what your goals are in the next year or two.
Maybe
before you make a decision.
Maybe it's easier to just call you.
It's definitely easier to call
easier
me.
Easier for me.
When
you're
at the checkout.
By the way,
read the book.
I like easy. What's your... Yes.
Or buy the book, Credit Score Power, and you can read about credit and what you shouldn't...
Establish credit even if you are married.
Yes, you have to have your own credit. You can go to credit.com. They have all kinds of categories of credit cards for people with no credit, bad credit. And you can apply for a credit card. You'll be approved for based on those types of credit if you don't have credit. You need to build it. There's been a lot of talk about a new credit score that's coming out in March of 2012 from a company called CoreLogix. And they're And they're going to use supplemental information. So supposedly they're going to supply you or the lender with information like taxes on the property, information about evictions if you were a renter at some point, information.
What about the value of your real estate?
They said in the New York Times that they're going to consider the value.
So wait a second, help me with this, because I've heard of that company. So now they're going to, is this a plus for the consumer?
It could be a plus, and it depends on the situation. Like for somebody who doesn't have a lot of credit, if they're looking at their rent experience and they've paid their rent on time for the last 5 years, then that adds to the credit score because they're considering other non-traditional credit. But if it's somebody who has an excellent 750 credit score and now they find an eviction in their past, it could hurt them.
Well, so why would you have an excellent score if you were a victim? Nobody would know.
Maybe you had a problem with the landlord. Maybe you didn't pay your rent for a reason. Who knows? I don't know.
Right.
But maybe you were a different person at that time and they have it in your history.
So this
now.
Is one of those things that we talked about earlier, which we don't know if it will happen, but it might, it may, it might not.
Well, we know it's going to happen, but when I spoke to CoreLogix, they couldn't answer certain questions, like, about the value of the property. So,
Jonathan, I know why you're laughing.
They're saying the score is coming out in March, but it doesn't seem like the information is clear enough to really come out in March. So I'll keep you posted as time goes by in 2012.
Yes.